It was the night of July 23rd, 2013. Two writers for a local music magazine received a call that a fresh new indie atmospherical experimental grunge band was playing on the south side of town, and that they should go to the show and write a review on the band. But little did they know, there was no show and no band. They were in for something that would change their lives forever.
I found it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Positive bro hoss, this is it.
Oh man, this is gonna be great, man. Like, atmospherical, experimental grunge.
Oh man. Holy macaroni.
The door needs some WD-40, bro.
I know it. Hey, Sky.
What's up, bro?
I don't really know about this, bro. This place is kind of spooky, man.
Come on, man. No, you said all we gotta do, bro, is come up and buzz in on this button right here, man.
I don't know.
So, all you gotta do is take your hand and give it a little push, bro.
I don't know, man. You know, how about you hit it, okay?
There, bro. I hit it, dude. You happy? Come on, man. I'm so ready for atmospherical
access
rock.
Does not.
What's going on?
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, no.
Dude, what's going on, man?
I told you, man.
I knew I shouldn't have gotten that kind of weed, dude.
Let's get out of here, man. Come on, follow me.
Man, get us out of here,
don't
please,
worry, man. I'll get us out of here. It's locked,
no,
man.
You gotta be kidding me.
I can't open the door.
Welcome to the House of Pain.
What the hell is that?
I think you two were expecting a little something different.
I don't want to die tonight.
So you two thought you were here to review a band for your magazine.
Yeah, bro.
Unfortunately, you're gonna have to take a rain check.
I'm so stoned right now, dude.
We really gotta figure out how to get out of here.
Purple Mega Rain, what have you done to me?
Calm down, man.
I'm never smoking that strain again, dude.
Hold my hand. Just remember the buddy system.
So now it's time to find out why both of you were actually here.
Scary voice, dude. Can you just let me go?
Silence. Your magazine likes to write reviews about artists containing false information. And it's clear that 99% of the writers there at your magazine don't know jack squat about music.
What do you mean?
Especially rap music.
Now hold on a second. I've been listening to Q-Tip, Tribe Called Quest, Wu-Tang Clan, Rakim. I know a lot about hippie hop.
Shut up. Personally, one local artist that you review comes to mind. He goes by the name Loke Saint. You were reviewing a fellow local artist album by the name of Wicked J, in which you mentioned the name Loke Saint since he was featured on the album. You said that the lack of skill could be felt through some of the collabs on the album, such as the song with Loke Saint, who is a local amateur in the sense of rap music.
Oh, hey, man. I totally wrote that review, dude. I'm sorry, man. Just nobody knows the guy, dude. He just put out, like, his first song or album.
Shut up! This is obvious that you know nothing about local rap music. Loke Saint is an 18-year trailblazer in the way of Northwest rap music. He was one of the first MCs in his local town. So you need to pay the consequences for your voice review.
I don't want to pay.
I hope you're prepared.
I'm sorry about the review.
Oh, Buddha, please, Buddha.
I don't want to die, please.
Oh, what? What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Holy moly.
I'm telling you, if you guys can see the looks on your faces. Just to get a copy of the new album, Man Massacre. Check it out.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
No hard feelings, right,
no.
Bro?
Yeah. Hey, definitely no hard feelings.
That's good, bro. Keep it positive,
That's
man.
What's up. I do have one favor to ask, though. If you don't know about something, don't speak on it. I highly suggest that if you're hired as a writer at a magazine in your department as local rap music, do your research and then write about it.
Okay.
I don't mind criticism. Hell, I embrace it. But writing a lie in your magazine just because you're uneducated about the very thing you were hired to write about, sloppy and lazy, that's not cool with me. The credibility of your publication isn't going very well, especially since it's given bad reviews to three different artists that went on to become famous and top the charts.
Oh, man.
So if I had one last thing to say to you guys before you hold hands on the buddy system and skip all the way home, it's this. I will be submitting the new album Massacre to your magazine for review. Make it fair, keep it real,
for sure,
and
bro.
Do your research. Or I'm gonna cut your tongues out and mount them on my mic as a reminder to always spit the truth. Fair?
Yeah,
that,
fair. than fair, man. More than fair.
You guys have a good night, man.
You too, bro.
See you later, long
time, man.